everyone. Welcome. This is the X1 Bros, your positive gaming and Xbox community. It's our last episode of the year. That's right. Next week is not Christmas, but it basically is because it's a weird Monday Christmas. Christmas Eve is on a Sunday.
You throw in Hanukkah, right? You're in that. You
Hanukkah's know. Right now.
Oh, that's right.
It's like day eight, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Or maybe day nine. I know someone can correct me out there. But yeah. But everybody, Dark Knight is here in the house. He says, man, it's been a while to catch a live one. Oh, yeah. So is Happy Mail. Welcome, Happy Mail. What is up? E. Jackson is here as well. So is Onyx Thordahl and the Chosen Gringo. Welcome. Thank you guys for being here. If you want to join us live, you can do so every week. YouTube.com/X1Bros. We also are dropping clips over there quite frequently. And today we're going to, it's our year-end review. Where we all had a chance to do it on Microsoft, and we had a chance to look at ours. But Phil Spencer did his year in review, and the dude has 917 hours as the CEO of Xbox.
I wonder how many of those are intern hours. He has the interns play for him.
The interns play.
I don't think he does.
I don't know. No, I don't think so either. I think.
Well, I bet you. I'm just throwing. I like Phil Spencer a lot. I think he's actually one of the best things that's happened to Xbox, but. I wonder if a lot of those hours are like playtesting, like early builds.
Oh, 100%. I bet that's all it is, probably.
Yeah. 50% of his library is role-playing, 16% action and adventure, 14% shooter, 6% strategy, and 14%.
Well, we know he's a gamer, because you remember at the when they first started announcing like Windows, the Xbox app, and he was like, and if you want, you can just go in to play some of your favorite games. And he pulled up Civ Beyond Earth. And everybody was like, holy, he has like 100 hours in that game.
He's 100 hours in that game. Whoa. Yeah.
Can't cheat the Steam
what
stats.
What if he just does like, he's really just like trying to break the game to give feedback. So he's doing like rubber band on the controller type of stuff.
Yeah. Like loot
good,
cave.
Good amount of those hours were like, the loot cave. Yeah.
He's just sitting there making his control, just rubber band on each joystick. So he's spinning and running in a circle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
His number one game played was Starfield, 148 hours. Well done to him.
Followed very closely by Diablo and Pillars of Eternity. I've heard a lot of good things about that game.
Pillars of Eternity is the, like, OG Baldur's Gate, basically.
Yeah. Well, didn't... because it's Obsidian that does Pillars of Eternity, right?
Yeah.
Can you look that up for me? Because didn't the CEO of Obsidian say, if Phil Spencer gives me $123 million, I'll make another Pillars of Eternity? I'll make Pillars of Eternity.
$123 million?
Or it was something, I don't know. I'm throwing out numbers.
You know what? If you give me $123 million, I'll make it too.
Well, no, but like he said something like that, didn't he? I thought maybe I'm mistaken. I thought he said something like that.
My stats are pitiful in comparison, although I do have more current Microsoft rewards than him.
He probably uses them.
I saved mine. He has Phil Spencer has 34,000. I'm at 78,000, bitch. my 2023 year in review. I've got 266 hours total time. Not the most, but not bad. It's not too shabby. It's
when you play a lot of PC and
just
stuff
under an hour a day.
So like none of your Baldur's Gate is on there. None of your a lot of your City none of, Skylines.
None of Baldur's Gate.
Because there's a lot of PC stuff too.
There is. 38% of mine is role playing. Starfield's gonna be my number one. Right. Let's see. Starfield number one. But look at only like I'm not in the hundreds. Phil only 56 hours in Starfield. But I did get a rare achievement.
Oh, you finished it, maybe.
Diablo 4 is in at number 2 for me. Destiny 2 is number 3.
Cool.
Can I compare with my friends? That's what I really want.
That's what they used to have that. And they always make it harder and harder to find every update.
Yeah, it's probably like...
Probably someone complained and was like, that's my information.
I'm actually really tired of people complaining. Like...
The irony is you're complaining.
Well, it's just like,
that's the irony right there.
I'm tired of people being sensitive. Like, wear a helmet if life hurts so much, you know?
Wow.
Like, you know, yeah.
Where's this coming from?
It's the end of the year, you know?
It's Christmas time. Yeah.
I'm just tired, you know?
To see Santa with the kids.
Yeah. I'm just tired, you know? It's just like, come on.
Spicy, what are your stats? You have them up there?
I'm pulling it up right now, for those wondering, if you go to Microsoft...
Or Xbox.com.
Xbox.com.
And you scroll down. You've got to sign in. Then you scroll down, you can click on it.
PlayStation does one as well.
Everybody does. I got one from
Twitch.
Does
Nintendo do one?
My Twitch one was hilarious.
Spotify does them, yeah.
What was it, like hot tubs?
No, it was nothing. Yeah, sorry, Jordan.
Yeah, was it the hot tub streams?
No, that was not, because I don't watch Twitch.
Are you a fan of or a connoisseur of artistic nudity?
Artistic nudity. Hey, we should probably talk about that today, because that's newsworthy.
Definitely should. I have many opinions.
That it's funny, the news that came out about Twitch updating their sexual content on their site.
Yeah, basically everyone that's been banned before is now no longer banned.
Yeah,
or wouldn't be banned under today's rules.
They changed the banning rules to be more specific, and it's kind of funny.
Nudity is acceptable if it's artistic and fictional, which is literally every porn ever.
Actually,
You think the nurse at the hospital while she's delivering your wife is like,
Hey,
can you come help me? Can you come help me fix the ice machine? And then you guys just end up doing it? Like, no, that doesn't happen. That's fictional.
Yeah, they even said, like, a lot of the things you need you need a tag on there that'll flag it, you know, that it's for, you know, 18 plus and stuff like that. But they specifically said that pole dancing and strip teases don't need a flag.
And twerking
don't need a flag. So that's cool.
Yeah, so we're cool there. We're all good there.
So remember how Twitch used to be a gaming site?
Yeah, that's where
I don't think that's what Twitch's audience wants.
I think it's the beginning of the end of Twitch. I mean, I think we've passed the beginning of the end, but I think this has kind of just put a stamp on it. For me, they've lost. And we've talked about this recently. It's only a matter of time, I think, till Amazon cuts ties with Twitch. And Twitch, whoever is running it, I don't think they understand.
Well, didn't they get a new CEO?
Twitch.
Didn't they get a new CEO recently?
Like 3 years ago or something? I know what he looks like.
Yeah, he used to be the CEO of OnlyFans. Seems like it.
Well, no, the CEO is, he's the...
I knew that was a joke.
He's an older guy, right? Long white hair, white beard.
So a hippie guy?
Yeah, isn't he?
Hippie Gary?
So we could probably look it up. We're just being ignorant right now. But what's funny I saw a clip. So this is just a feed that was on my YouTube clip. So I didn't see the whole like panel discussion, but it was four people, the heads of Twitch, were talking about these changes. And what is so funny is they actually were the ones who coined the term the topless stream meta. And that's what they called it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, were they having like a serious discussion on it?
It was a serious discussion because
there's a very real meta right now on Twitch that it's very interesting that we're seeing pop up called the topless meta.
Yeah, it's the topless meta. And it's so funny about that because it's legal now with this rule set. And so what do you think people are going to do? You know, like
I almost did. So X1 the Gamer, I did a video. I almost did it without a shirt on. I was like debating, do I do it? And then I was like,
well, didn't they say they would?
You two might ban me.
Didn't they say they would put those in their own category, and then they're going to have there's basically a filter. Like none of those will be on the splash page page.
It won't be on the home page, but it will be in the category page. So if you click on specific categories, say Fortnite, it will be on that page. And it's just blatant. It's like, it's
so
the
will
thumbnail.
It be blurred?
Are they going to have blurs? Yeah, I thought they were going to have blurs on
there. The criticism was there should be blurred, but they're not right now. And I haven't seen discussion about that.
I think you've just destroyed Twitch. Honestly.
Well, yeah, but we've been saying that for a while.
It's been like that forever. It's just now it's like,
now they've acknowledged
it's acceptance.
It. Yeah, now they've just acknowledged it. Because really, if you think about it, nothing's changing.
Well, except now every, like, for instance,
that's legal.
This was on, this was,
it was
on
like
Twitter.
It was like medical marijuana. Just
no. So now it's legal. This was on Twitter, and I can't remember the first post I saw. It was a news site where it dropped, and they dropped it. Oh, I think it was Dexterito. Dexterito was like the first big one to drop this news story. They dropped it on Twitter. The comments were just basically what we're saying, but in between every like 10 was an OnlyFans person posting her nudes saying, do you like my artistic nudity? Come follow me. And so the people will go, water's wet, water follows cracks. People will go to where they think they can make money. We're about to see a huge influx in those people.
Oh, what? Well, yeah, 100%.
Those creators.
Well,
100%.
I would.
Wasn't Mayo, yes. When OnlyFans first started, wasn't it like not a porn site?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a Patreon.
Yeah. So
alternative Patreon.
I wonder if Twitch will eventually, I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to happen overnight, but I'm just curious if now that they're opening up like these rules, right? Like these,
they're being lack more of clear.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll go the route of OnlyFans. Cause when you say OnlyFans, people think like, oh, naked people, right?
Yeah.
But it used to actually be like a Patreon.
There's still, even still, there's still like normal things over there, but now it's become like,
yeah, but it's become,
if you have a bike shop, or if you're running a charity or you're doing something, you're not going to say, oh, yeah, come follow me on OnlyFans.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's
become synonymous with it, right?
With porn.
Yeah, yeah. I think they've lost sight of what made Twitch fantastic. It was a focus on games. And it's a shame because they have a really good platform. And
well, do you think they should just focus on games? Or because I like what, you know, like I like the variety of like you have just chatting, you have it's almost like cable TV. You have a variety of channels, right? That's kind of, I feel like that's what Twitch is what Twitch is trying to be. Like you don't just have like the gamers. You also have like the political commentators like Hassan or, you know, and then you have,
yeah, but he's just still,
you have more of a, like a, I mean,
he's still playing video games.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Well, like you said earlier, well, gaming adjacent,
half,
right?
Half of,
like, well, I would say,
a
I
lot
mean,
of the gamers are holding a mouse and keyboard. They're just doing it naked.
like Ludwig. Like, yeah, he's a gamer, but he does, like, the chess boxing event. You know what I mean? Like, it. I feel like it's becoming, given he's over on YouTube
now,
but right?
Yeah, that's fine. That's like, I don't have a problem, again, with IRL, or I don't have a problem with those categories.
Yeah.
I have a problem with them, like, it was easy to say before, like, where do you go to watch? What makes Twitch great? The best gamers are streaming over on Twitch.
Yeah.
And I can go and watch them. And it's the most entertaining. And it's for gaming. It's this catalog of game. Like, when I now go and open up Twitch and see, like, all the categories on, it's not interesting. It's just not interesting anymore. It used to be. It used to be, like, that's where I'd go to see the newest games, the latest games being played. I'll do it all on YouTube now. And then I think Twitch has lost sight of what makes them unique and what makes them special.
Yeah, I mean, there are several reasons that I feel the same way. And one of those was ads. Like, getting 5 minutes of ads on live content is not ideal. It's just a terrible user experience.
Yeah.
And amongst other things. But at least now, here, I'll read it. Fictionalized, this is one of their bullet points, fictionalized, drawn, animated, or sculpted, fully exposed female presenting breasts and or genitals or buttocks, regardless of gender, is cool. No, just so you know.
So,
who wrote that sentence? Because why does it say exposed female and then it says regardless of gender?
Well, no, because what they're saying is female breasts versus male breasts, like male chest.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, erotic dances that involve disrobing and strip teases are acceptable now.
Cool. Previously prohibited, but now allowed.
Yeah.
With a label.
Content, fascinating.
Here, so this is what's interesting. The first one is the one. Content that, quote, deliberately highlighted breasts, buttocks, or pelvic region, even when fully clothed. So I'm going to start a crotch cam channel. Can I start a crotch cam channel?
Yeah, we've all been waiting for that.
That yeah. would be awesome. And if someone like donates $5, it goes to the crotch cam for 30 seconds.
Yeah, crotch cam channel. Stay tuned. X1's crotch cam.
Didn't they talk about 24 like? Hour, didn't 24 they talk about stream. The? Isn't there a new rule on the writing on your body now?
Yeah.
What was that one?
Body writing on female presenting breasts or buttocks is now allowed. Already,
which is what they were doing before, though, right?
Yeah, like, it was
looked down upon.
No, it was just
it was frowned upon.
This is more transparent. It's being very specific. You can do this now.
Yeah, I just think it's a shame. Let's go through chat. Humble Nation dropped a super chat. Last of two factions canceled. So glad I invested in Xbox this console generation. Last of Us 2, I think. Humble Nation, thank you very much for the super chat there.
I would also, just for parents, you know, just keep in mind for those listening that Twitch is now making this kind of move. So it would be ideal to either have a conversation with your kids or
I would never let my so I let my kids. Can we alone just read the? They do a pretty good job.
The dances are that are available now. Oh, I saw that one. Yeah. I didn't see that category.
Let me get another super chat. Nate 92.
Oh, that's
became,
the twerking. Okay.
Nate 92 became a wingman. Welcome, tier one wingman. Nate 92, appreciate it. I think he actually resubscribed because he's got the golden.
This is where
changes to popular dances. Popular dances such as twerking, grinding, and pole dancing are now allowed without a label.
Yeah, so that's what you're.
Yeah, so yeah.
Maybe your kid can accidentally see that without.
Well, not just accidentally. So, I mean.
Oh yeah, if it doesn't have a label, it can be on the homepage, right?
Twitch is definitely making a specific move for their audience. One of the problems that I kind of see happening is Twitch has in the past been known as watching people play video games. That specifically targets demographics that it attracts us, but it also attracts young kids. You know, video games, Fortnite, a whole bunch. Fortnite's one of the most popular games on here. So is actually Grand Theft Auto, which attracts me, you know, so kids won't be watching that. But now that this move is taking place, you need to be a little bit more careful because this can be dangerous to young eyes. Absolutely. Especially when there aren't filters on specific categories like they do for the homepage. And people are trying to get views. And
yeah.
And this gets views. So.
We should go. Let's go to Twitch right now and see. Have people already. Let's just go to the IRL one. Are people
on Twitch?
Already? Yeah. And just see if it's already a hot mess. Like after 24 hours of this, Super Shocker drops a super chat as well and says, for $4.99, thank you, Super Shocker. He says, I'm waiting. Where is the cam?
Yeah, see, that's
it's coming. It's coming, baby.
The crotch cam.
It's coming.
Oh, Thursday Night Football's on.
T-Bucks says, honestly, this is great news.
I gotta mute that.
Hashtag free the nip.
we just, I think we just lost something.
That's interesting that TVs still do that.
We just lost our monitor, so I can't see that anymore. Oh. It looks like the stream's still live.
Yeah, the stream's still live. Yeah.
I can try to fix that right now. But anyways,
that free the nip. That's hilarious.
I thought when I put on this Twitch channel that YouTube just killed us, but I don't think they did.
No. Okay. I just think it's perfect. A shame. I think we're way past peak Twitch.
So I am on, are we going to try to do this live?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Let's do it live, baby.
So I'm on the homepage. So these are the categories.
So weird when I don't see things in dark.
I would imagine just chatting.
Just chatting. And then.
Oh, there we go. First, second row.
Oh, yeah.
All the way on the left, baby. Oh,
that's the third row. That's the topless meta.
Has arrived.
Yeah, because it's just out of range.
Oh, man, look at this one.
Is there a tag on the topless meta?
Well, it doesn't matter because you hit just chatting.
Yeah, it's not on the homepage.
It's not on the homepage. The tag only applies to the homepage.
Pull up a new tab and go to the homepage. From what I understood, sexual content will not be on the homepage.
Yeah,
so, which I do think is good.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. But
yeah.
What's interesting is so more and more states are.
I have
going,
a question. Yeah, I'm interested.
More and more states are going to like what Utah did, where we're at, where you have to have an ID. In order to access adult content, is that going to do this to Twitch? And
the topless meta. That's the topless meta. There it is.
Look, we've got topless Asia up top.
Oh,
top left right there, all the way over left.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Row. We've got booty.
It looks like she's got a towel.
I'm curious. What if you picked a game? Pick a game and see if there's
chatting.
Yeah, just chatting. It's kind of expected.
Yeah. Pick Fortnite.
Super Shocker. It says, how do you zoom in on an iPhone? I'm asking for a frame.
Okay.
So far, there's one.
Oh, there's one.
There's one. Unreal Solo, baby.
That is five rows down.
Well, how many viewer count does that got?
152.
Oh, okay, yeah, so.
Well, I mean, but that's. Oh, did I not sort by. That's recommended. So let me sort by
viewer.
High to low. See if that.
Does it change anything? So Fortnite is still.
Hey, maybe gamers. It won't. Okay. Maybe.
Up. Is that topless meta? Top 10?
No.
Player? That's just.
It's a legit gamer.
Voluptuous gamer. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, hey, maybe.
All right, and game. Look,
yeah, so maybe. At least they're recommended or pushing
let's
that
go
up.
Let's go to like an older game.
Yeah, well, Mark, why is that recommended for you?
I'm not locked in. It's not. This is the
has your cookies.
Yeah, right. So what let's do you want? Go. Should we go Call of Duty Warzone?
Let's do Warzone. Just search for boobs.
Is that what chat's saying? Yeah, Warzone's pretty good.
I don't know. Maybe it's keeping them. Maybe their system is keeping it categorized pretty good, which I would say is a good thing.
Well, let's do recommended.
But
again.
Under this, could I not say this? If I'm a sexy hot lady, for the record, I wish I was. But
we all do, David.
Could I not do levels of donations and now flash the camera? Is that allowed under these rules?
Only if it's artistic.
Which it would be because the human body is artistic.
I'd have classical music to it.
Go in black and white.
And you would
go black and white.
Go very noir.
The body itself is artistic. You know,
the body itself is.
It is. That's why they draw them nude all the time.
It's
yeah.
True. It's true. Ah, yeah. I used to browse this page, like this page, for all.
Maybe
the
you'll
new
browse
games.
It more now, David.
No, but for all the new games, and you go and check it out, and then I'd be like, oh, who's a new person? And I'd like scroll to the bottom and be like, oh, who
that's
can I?
Category.
Wait, people are still playing the day before. Go to that one.
There's only 427.
Yeah, that's.
I wonder who's still playing it. The studio literally shut down 2 days after they released it.
Why is this on my categories we think you'll like?
Yeah, the game
and,
is.
And there are less viewers there than like the one next to it, 106,000 viewers.
Well, you're, yeah. Go to the day before, though.
Yeah, click on the day before. Let's see what's there.
Yeah, that game.
Last day on the day before.
So they're just playing this for the memes, I think, right? Or do you think these people are invested in this game? For those listening, the day before released, and then 4 days later, the developer said, we're out.
They literally
shut down and then just.
Well, and the thing was remember that trailer? The trailer was amazing, and it's like, oh, it was too amazing. It didn't
exist. I think they just used like, didn't they just end up using like Unreal Asset packages or something like that?
I'm gonna go get another Dr. Pepper. You guys keep looking for boobs.
Hey, well, look, hey, I'm gonna say this. Hey, to Twitch's credit, it is hard to find.
Yeah.
To Twitch's credit, it is hard to find, which I think is good.
It's interesting. Viewers,
maybe they put something in place and it's working.
Or if I were to sign in and see, I don't watch those things, Jordan. Believe it or not, I don't.
You don't? That's a shame.
Yeah, I know. I should open up my eyes a little bit and go. You should experience the world.
When you see the artistic
side of the world.
Of the body, yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
No, but I'd be curious because then it would know my age and gender and a whole bunch of other stuff about me, and I wonder if it'll pop you. I'm actually gonna sign in. I haven't signed in Twitch in a long time. Let's see what it if it's any different. Geez, here we go. I don't know my password or anything.
Hey, no, but hey, I would say, Dave, to Twitch's credit, it was actually kind of difficult to find boobs.
Was it, though?
No, I mean, it wasn't like impossible.
Yeah, but it's just time for word to get out. We're only less than 24 hours into this.
Yeah, thing. I mean, I mean, of course, it'll be interesting to see how the next, 6 months of Twitch goes.
Everyone. No, Dr. Pepper was not euphemism, everyone. I literally was getting a Dr. Pepper.
I don't know my password to Twitch.
No, that's unfortunate.
Sorry, everybody. I'd like to see, because then it would know that it would be trying to target me, you know?
So as a... So if we're streaming on Twitch, and I have... We should do an experiment. And I'm being perfectly serious here. We should go live on Twitch and in the bottom left corner have a topless girl. And do our show as normal.
Topless, just, and have the title Topless Girl Reacts to the X1 Bros.
Yeah. Topless X1 Bros or something. And I just want to see what our view count gets to over there. If it even matters. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe the world... would be interested in what we have to say. Should okay. I just go topless now?
Okay. All right. I just signed in.
And look at what it drops on you.
Oh, my gosh.
Pull this up. Clearly knows your email. This is like when you first log into TikTok and it knows you're a guy.
Okay, to be fair, it does say Strawberry Tabby's content is intended for a larger audience. So
for
at least,
certain audiences. Yeah. So it may contain sexual themes.
So at least there's that, you know.
What category am I in? Just chatting?
Yeah, okay, so what we're looking just at, chatting.
Those listening, the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I just round up. It's almost the first. So the top two rows.
The top seven are all very promiscuous women.
Shout out to Frankie Beast, who's holding his own there amongst the boobs and the asses. Yeah.
So Frankie Beast. Number 8 on the list, we actually have someone playing or something doing something.
So hold on, this is recommended for you, Mark.
Yeah, so this, but see,
maybe you do watch this.
No, I don't. They know he's a male.
They know I'm a male, and they know my age and everything, so.
So go to, I wonder, though, too, if.
Do we need to put a tag on ours over here on YouTube, since we're, this?
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right.
He's in the category lonely in Utah looking for fun. That's funny. Okay, so go to
by number, like highest.
Oh, this is recommended for you. So now viewers high to low.
Yeah, and see, because I'd be curious if
I gotta mute this. Sorry, one sec. I had to mute that manually. Yeah, so that's better.
So it looks the same as what we were looking at. So because that was my curiosity.
Yeah, that's better.
Does not being logged in, is it hiding stuff from you? So it's not. It looks the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Go back to wow.
Yeah, you want me to go back to recommended?
Yeah, and what were the views on those? Let's go through that first row.
200, 1,000, 1,000, 100, 700.
First of all, can I just say
2,000.
I'm going to say something very judgmental.
Uh-oh.
So brace. But if you can only get 200 views with huge boobs that you're clearly making the centerpiece of your channel, that sucks. Pretty sure I could do better if I had those
huge
assets.
Boobs.
Wow. Well, no, I mean, look how competitive the market is, though, David. It's pretty saturated.
It is. I mean, those might be too big.
That's the market is
now
saturated.
Go to Fortnite.
Since you're signed in now.
Yeah, since you're signed in now. Yeah, now do Fortnite.
Fortnite. And so this is recommended now.
Pretty legit.
Yeah, no, that's not bad. That's good.
Nothing bad.
The reason I picked Fortnite is because it's like literally the most popular
game. Well, and it's
and it's the one
makes
like
me uncomfortable because this is the one targeted to
kids.
From
kids
like
are gonna go
age 6 to 16, basically. Yeah, it looks okay. Let me go high to low because
That looks pretty good.
Okay. Very so cool. Just chatting. Holy snipes. They want me to see some tatas.
So see, nothing's changed.
What about IRL?
Oh, that I'm sure you're going to get.
Yeah. Should I remove the screen first?
And what's Moon Moon playing?
I like Moon Moon a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
I haven't watched him in like 3 years because I stopped watching.
He's all so creative. I would. Be all right,
so IRL.
Yeah, IRL and creative.
I bet you creative is going to become the new
IRL.
The new
hot tub. Just in case, because this is because
YouTube actually has standards.
I'm going to switch over real quick.
Well, don't they really not? Because can't you basically as long as you tag it as like. YouTube has an epidemic of naked yoga, but since it's like educational.
The problem is this with Twitch. This wouldn't be bad if you had an algorithm like YouTube where they really are the best content. They've done a good job of, for the most part, what you're looking for, you can find. So there are like, there are like runway things that you can look up. There's like girls working out. Those don't make it to the top of the feed.
But YouTube has like the naked yoga stuff. That's really, but since it's classified as like educational. That's how it gets
yoga.
Because there's a huge thing about it. Like 2 months ago, everybody was talking about it.
What about Happy Mayo?
Hey, that should be.
What about naked yoga? Yes, that's I think legal now because you're doing yoga.
Yeah.
So we're on.
No, but I think YouTube has the problem too. But I just don't think it's as front and center.
So IRL combines just chatting. It combines all those categories.
But if I scroll down, I don't think people can see. Let me see if I can resize this. Look at that guy on the right. There is a dude in a tub. Good what about for
the guy?
Him.
Oh, look at the guy left to him. He's taking it. The dude next to him. Is the taking dude next it. Full to him, advantage.
Yes. So we are seeing there are several on here that are promiscuous. I guess.
Which ones are these?
Including
males. Is this IRL? Male.
This is IRL. Yeah, this is what I... When I clicked IRL...
So on IRL, can you go recommended? Is this recommended?
It's like an amalgamation. Oh, it's just showing
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it says recommended IRL categories, but I think...
ASMR is probably going to be pretty
do bad. Fitness and health.
Oh, there's a fitness and health?
Yeah, where's, category. Where's up that? Top, all the way over.
Pools, hot tubs, and beaches. I'm kind of...
I like that they added beaches.
Yeah, I like that they added beaches.
I actually really appreciate that.
Where's over this at?
Two more, yeah.
One, two... That one?
No, one more. More.
Fitness. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm blind.
Here, I'm there you go, David. The crotch cam.
There's a crotch cam. Someone stole my idea.
There is literally a crotch on the thumbnail.
Second one over.
Oh, dude. And this guy's totally this guy's working, out. Working out.
I think he's at my gym.
This guy's ripped. Oh, jeez.
What gym lets you work out without a shirt on? Like, very few.
Sure. I actually never knew. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you can't work out without a shirt on because of this.
Yeah. Yeah. This is fascinating. Now, guess what? Now that I've been scrolling and looking for Tatas.
Oh, yeah, you're getting a lot of
oh,
it.
Oh, my. If I were to, you know, if I were
gonna,
to start
the,
watching.
The algorithm's going to be like, we got him.
Yeah, he knows. We know. We got him. It's working.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I hope it doesn't go down the OnlyFans route of where it used to be a Patreon and now it's.
Well, here's the deal.
Pornhub.
Here's the deal, Jordan.
Yeah.
I feel happier in my life not watching Twitch. I am okay with VODs, and I'm okay with the occasional live stream.
But I mean,
I
still like the idea of Twitch. You know,
I used to have it open all the time.
I get it. I did too.
Well, and I still I really like Summit. You know, and like you said, Moon, right? Yeah, I watching Moon this Moon. Guy. You know,
I think he's a great streamer. Moon. I miss Moon Moon. He's great.
You know, I like. You know, Seagull. Ah, there's a lot of people that I like that are still on Twitch, you know?
Yeah. Well, all of them are. They now just produce regurgitated YouTube VODs. Yeah. YouTube videos. Like Moon Moon, I could be wrong, but I think he just uploads, or someone in his community just uploads his entire streams. So they're like 8-hour streams.
They're double dipping.
It's just, there you go. You can watch it if you want.
Yeah.
Which, I actually watch those. I used to years ago. While ago, but yeah, I miss good. I see, this is unfortunate because I like those people, and the platform they're on I dislike.
Yeah,
and it's not an easy transition. Even though, like, you have streaming services like Kick giving out $100 million
to not even be exclusive
to XQC to not even be exclusive. Most people are not in that.
I have went
paradigm.
I've went to Kick once. Like, one time I went to Kick. That's it. I think that's most people.
Here, the thing is I don't think Kick is going away because I think Kick is a, like, they're okay losing money for what it gains them. Because Kick is owned by the gambling, what I mean?
But here's the thing.
So you have XQC go to Kick and do two gambling streams. How much revenue does that bring in for you?
Well.
Because you're going to... The like using XQC as an audience, right? Because his audience is huge, right? You're going to get one or two people clicking on the gambling link and going and gambling, right? What gambling company owns Kick? I know it's a gambling. Which one
like
is
the
it?
DraftKings?
No. It's an actual gambling. Yeah, but they own Kick, and that's what I'm saying. I think they're okay losing that amount of money for what it gains them. Yeah.
Well, especially if XQC gambles the way that he does. Like, it was today or yesterday, I watched a clip of XQC. This was just like a 3-minute clip on YouTube. It came into my feed, clicked on it while I was working. And you know the game Plinko, whatever? The gambling?
Yeah, Plinko?
Is that what, I don't know what it's called. But
is
it's
it Plinko?
Like,
yeah, Plinko?
Yeah.
Plinko?
It's where the ball, it's a pyramid, and the ball goes down, it goes ding, 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 and whatever it lands in, you get points or whatever.
Yeah.
He was gambling. Every ball that he dropped was $3,000. And Whoa. For 60 seconds, he hit spacebar as fast as he could.
Who so was this?
XQC.
Well, I mean, he did just get $100 million.
Well, that's the thing. On his account, you could see how much money he has in his profile up at the top on while he's doing it. So he started with $3.5 million in his account, and he ended up with like three, five or something. Like he lost $150,000 in 60 seconds. So, and he just lost all that money.
What's interesting is Thursday Night Football only has 3,000 viewers on Twitch.
Well, I think it's only there because Amazon owns Thursday Night Football, right?
Yeah. What does YouTube have? I've gotten, doesn't YouTube?
YouTube TV has Sunday night, I want to say. Something. They've got something.
That's interesting. That there's only, I would have thought there would be a lot more.
Well, it just shows you the demographics of this space, I think, more than anything. Also, it's not the best place to watch it. Like, I'm not going to watch it on Twitch. Usually, if I'm watching Twitch, I'm watching it on a PC monitor. Boobs are greater than Thursday Night Football.
That's funny. Happy mail. Boobs greater than signed TNF. Oh, that's funny.
Well,
I've been saying for years. I mean,
fun fact: we were on Twitch at one time.
Yeah, that's where we started streaming. Then
we had all of our own individual accounts on Twitch. Actually, mm-hmm. is where we streamed from.
Yeah,
was it this account spicy for you?
No, there is an X1 Bros account.
Yeah, it's mine.
Oh, but yeah, it's yours. this account I'm on.
Is your VOD still on there?
No, they got rid of VODs like 5 years ago.
So
there was actually the purge. We could call it. I don't know what else you would call it.
There's no VODs past. There's VODs, but they only last what, like 7 days? How long do they last?
Their VOD stuff. I mean, I haven't been on for a while, but their VOD stuff got a little crazy. The purge came out in like 2019, 2020. I can't remember when, and that was the whole music takedown policy that they had. And it was like a ban, like you couldn't believe from everywhere. It was a big ordeal.
Maybe it was just they ran out of hard drive space, so they used music as a
excuse.
Well, I guess not us.
It wasn't that they banned people that had songs on their VODs from like 5 years previous. Like it was just like whoop, just
your whole history.
The purge. Gone. Yeah, it was crazy.
Here's my question: why does like Twitch had to come out and had to have a giant purge. Why does YouTube not have that issue? Is it because the way they handle copyright is different?
No, they probably have at one point had that problem, but they've solved it.
Oh, okay.
Their solution is pretty great, I'll be honest. I think it's a smart way to do
especially
it.
Especially if you're a rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just get taken down right away.
Yeah. Not a rock star. You're talking about the developer.
Yeah, so you're the developer like, rock star.
I had
you just...
my reaction to that, to Rockstar's trailer or Grand Theft Auto's trailer, literally like 2 minutes after it dropped on Twitter.
What's so funny?
I'm sitting and I see the tweet. I'm like one of the first. The counter wasn't at 1,000 people yet of watching it.
Yeah.
And I can't get it. I can't get it
so
out.
So, you know what?
What's so funny is, didn't they do it so they can get the views?
And then 3 days later, now
you but can what's do funny it, no is, problem. Like, you're a rock star. What, you don't need, like,
well,
I think they
to
did
be
it out
fair.
Of, out of anger.
Well, yeah, I do think they were pretty mad because it got leaked.
Woke to sleep.
They were like, you want to go to war?
That video has the it's
the most.
Most views in the least amount of time ever.
Well, it's because in 3 days, it's the only place you're
because they had an entire team of.
It was an entire building.
An entire building of people everything.
Yeah, they went to war.
I wonder if YouTube even got overwhelmed. Like, holy crap.
I couldn't even do it silent. Because then I would have been, like, literally 3 minutes after that video drops, I have my reaction to it on X1 The Gamer channel.
Here's a
question. I even sent it to you guys.
I will say
and it
this.
Was blocked immediately upon saying to you. So I go back and I redo it and I redo a reaction without the sound, and I just say, hey, here's the image. It just came out. Here's my thoughts on it, blah, 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 out. That's probably within 5 minutes. That one gets blocked. Hey, they take more time to block that one, but it got blocked.
To be fair though, that is impressive that YouTube's able to, because obviously it wasn't just you. It was a plethora of creators.
Like there were articles about it afterwards.
Yeah, there were. I mean, That is impressive how you. I would like not to be on the back end. Like I will block. I would like to see how they do that so quickly.
Well, here's the thing: you're a rock star. You probably just go to YouTube and say, "Listen,
they got the number of the new CEO.
We don't want any of this stuff.
We don't want any reaction videos.
We'll let it go after 48 hours.
You
want
to play this game early? You do this for us right now.
I think I was going to delete it off my channel, but I was like, I'll keep it here for history.
Is it still flagged, or can you like dispute it?
No, it's not flagged anymore.
Yeah, I wonder how they do it.
It was like 2 days later. Then
so fast and at such volume. You know what I mean?
Well,
like obviously it's got to be a tight, like a part of their algorithm and their, you know what I mean? But it's just, if you think about how many people all over the world were reacting to that trailer within the first 3 days and how many like flags they sent, like that is impressive.
I've changed the title to delete, but is this my silent one?
I can't.
This is the silent one. Wait, let me see.
So,
that's the silent one. That. Seven people were able to view this one before they got blocked.
Before they got us? Well, they got you quick.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you think, David, that it was a bunch of manual labor to just...
Yeah, you could see, when the flag goes, you could see how it got flagged. It got flagged by Rockstar.
Well, could they have... I mean, they're a developer. Could they have created some sort of... script AI alongside YouTube to manually flag anything that says Rockstar that is released within a given period of 24 hours?
They would have to have YouTube's permission, right?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Because
I'm sure it was a joint effort.
That's crazy that it was on lockdown. But what it did is it forced everybody to watch it on Rockstar's YouTube channel, which made it the fastest viewed video ever. Beats out Mr. Beast, which he has 200 million subscribers.
The Beast.
He'll get it back next month.
The Beast.
Yeah. That's nuts to me.
Did we talk about that last week, Mr. Beast, or the Rockstar beating out Mr. Beast?
Yeah, we talked about that. In big news, and I just saw this come up because Happy Mail had a question about Starfield. Happy Mail asks, do you think if Starfield came out on all consoles and not owned by Microsoft, does it get nominated for more categories? Man, yeah, I think that's 1,000% correct. I think there's a double-edged sword to Starfield because I've done a deep dive, and we need to go over your guys' numbers before we leave today because we got massively sidetracked.
By boobs.
By boobs.
Yeah. Boobs will get you guys. Boobs will get you.
I think Starfield has a double-edged sword. Todd Howard, when Starfield first dropped, said we didn't show the players all the features that there are. We want people to go discover it themselves. So there's like zero handholding. And it is this double-edged sword because going back through, I'm like, oh, this is a thing in this game. Wow. Like, I never understood the purpose to exploring until I started to explore, but there's nothing that holds my hand to explain why I should explore a planet and what I do for that. You know what I mean? Like... Mm-hmm.
Talking about like the materials and stuff you get from each planet or?
No, just like how to 100% explore a planet and why to 100% explore a planet. So I'm going back and doing stuff like that. So I think there's this double-edged sword there. But yeah, I think it's the most polarizing game, Happy Mail, this year because of that. I think that's the simple truth. There's a lot of salt for it being the first title that Microsoft kept to itself. For sure. But there's a big update coming. Bethesda announced that vehicles and city maps both coming to the game.
We'll see. And that I wonder if Bethesda's putting vehicles in because. So, okay.
They didn't say vehicles. They said changes to travel, specifically travel on planets, I think is what everyone's assuming. So not necessarily vehicles.
Do people think it's vehicles?
I think it's
because the big
at least mounts.
Are we going to get a Destiny big, speeder?
Is hold that what's going on? The big criticism is people don't think that their rendering engine can handle how fast a vehicle goes, right? So it can't render like it, you'll.
Yeah, you know, okay, that may be valid.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That could be why.
And so that's why when you said vehicles, I'm thinking like maybe they're just angry like, oh, you don't think we can put vehicles in the game?
We're doing it.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be vehicles because I actually tend to lean towards that side. And hey, if I'm wrong, well then, great.
I think you are wrong.
But I actually think it's probably a, I don't know if their engine can handle
but
it.
But city maps. Here's an example. Here's an example. On New Atlantis, which is the main city in Starfield, and this is where it's a double-edged sword, where it is cool when you discover it yourself, and it's this extra level of immersion, but because of the way the game is, versus Skyrim, where on Skyrim I can see this vast world, I'm not... It's less segmented. Yes, dungeons are segmented, and there's like hidden jewels within that world, but I'm not jumping around. So it's less likely that... It's more likely that I'm going to stumble across stuff. Ergo... Your hand is held a little bit more in a Skyrim. In Starfield, here's a prime example. I almost beat the entire game, never knowing that there was an underground city in New Atlantis. The well.
You didn't go to the well?
Go to the well. That's part of like, the mission. Opening.
No, there's not an opening.
Well, it's a side quest to go down there.
There was a mission that I did towards the end that I had to go down there and talk to someone.
See, yeah,
and had, but I had almost beaten the game at that point.
Like I remember that's the mission that unlocked the Trade Federation's. Like, so, I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, it kind of the where you put your contraband.
Yeah, that unlocked that.
Well, fun fact, they basically are the Trade Federation.
Fun fact, I've still never done that. I've still never done that mission because I don't have unlocked contraband cases.
You don't what?
When you say contraband, you mean like the...
Well, no. So they're the people that you can sell your contraband to.
Oh, yeah. The Trade Authority.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's who it is. Not the Trade Federation is from episode 1 and 2 and 3.
Yeah, I've never done the Trade Authority quest. So you guys did a mission that I've still not done.
Well, it's really not the... I mean, it introduces you to the Trade Authority.
But, I mean, that's where their like HQ is.
Yeah.
So, and down there is super interesting... Missed it entirely. I could have missed it entirely completely. The other thing, like the Cheyenne in Free Star Collective, right? Mm-hmm. I went. I became a marshal.
Good for you. Yeah.
Dang right. I did that during my main gameplay. Cool. That's outfit. The only side. One of the only side quests I did was that.
Oh, it's because it's Space Cowboy. Yeah. Right? Like
during my main
everybody
gameplay.
Did that one, I'm sure.
Well, I never did it halfway through, and I had that lady following me around the entire game. Because I couldn't get rid of her because I never finished that quest.
Oh, yeah, and she just keeps coming. Yeah.
I never went and explored the rest of the city. I had no idea. There's this whole, like, side area, and there's this, like, slum back behind it until now I'm back in, and I'm going and exploring all these things. In other words, I think there's this – I think part of the critique of Starfield exists because – there's a lack of hand-holding there where players, especially in 2023, I think are used to more hand-holding.
Well, I would know. See, I kind of disagree with that because Elden Ring was incredibly successful.
And it doesn't hold your hand at
all. Yeah, but Elden Ring did... But it's still... It's because of the way that Starfield is designed where you're segmented in space and different worlds.
I just think it's been a long time since, like, I guess Fallout 76. I don't know. I think what it was, honestly, is it had the Bethesda charm without the Bethesda design. And what I mean by that is I think doing the 1,000 procedurally generated stuff wasn't the best choice.
I actually disagree with that.
David, but imagine if they had 500 planets that are twice as dense with stuff.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is I think the game would have been... I think they could have done more if they stayed just in, like, our galaxy, Mars, Venus. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's fair.
Because then you could have handcrafted... I think Bethesda's handcrafted content is much better than the procedurally generated stuff.
So look at, like, Chosen Gringo. I'm in New Game Plus 5 and have never been to any New Atlantis underground.
Yeah, well,
let me ask you this. Could that happen in Elden Ring?
Yes.
But see, I think Elden Ring, because of boss fights, right, leads you. Like it leads boss fights and levels.
If you went directly where Elden Ring quote unquote led you through like the little map, like, hey, if you go this direction, something might happen, you would miss a good handful of bosses.
Yeah, you really only need to play two
it leads you toward, it basically says, hey, if you go this way, you'll get to the end of the game, but there's also an entire world here. Yeah. Like, I don't think you have to fight Rodan to beat the game.
Yeah, but
he was the first, like,
yeah.
See, I think that's the double-edged sword, though. Because
you go around the castle.
Well, yeah, you don't even have to fight Margot.
But see, I think this is the double-edged sword that I'm talking about, because it's super cool when you do discover this thing and you're in New Game Plus 5 and you stumble across and you're like, holy shit, there's an underground place here in New Atlantis.
I 100% agree with you. I think Skyrim has that, but they have it with the handcrafted content. And I think that's where those Bethesda game aims.
I don't think we disagree. I think we're saying something, the same thing differently. What I'm saying...
Well, I think we're just saying how we like it. Like, I agree with you that I actually think that's cool that Chosen Gringo has not found that city yet, because now he's going to go there and it's going to be completely new for him.
Yeah.
That happens in a lot of open world games, right? Happens in Red Dead Redemption. Like, I think yeah, that happened.
But this isn't an open world game. This is an open universe game. That's the difficult. That's why it makes it so much easier to miss these crazy, amazing things that when you do experience it. Like, let's say there's 20 experiences in Starfield. And if you have these 20 experiences, the game is a 99 for you. Because Starfield doesn't hold your hand and because the internet exists and you're misled. Let's say you only hit 5 of those 20 experiences. The game now is just 70 for you. That I think is the double-edged sword. Like, if you hit all these, if you play away the game the way it's meant, intended to be played properly. I don't even know if that's the right way to say it. If you don't, you can have two wildly different experiences in Starfield that does not exist in the same way that it does in Skyrim, because Skyrim is one world, and that's this double-edged sword that they have. Because if you unlock it and you experience all these cool experiences, I think it's a top-tier game. At least as good as Skyrim. If you don't have those experiences, I think it's not even close to what Skyrim is.
Well, I think we agree on, like, the discovery. I just think we disagree on their, how they, like, the, like, for example, I agree that discovering these new things is cool. I disagree with having 1,000 planets.
I don't know. Until I go to all 1,000 planets, I can't say that.
They're all the same. Even the buildings are the same.
There's a lot of
reuse things. It's all the same. David,
come on. Like, A guy left a comment
in my video this week where he said he has 100%ed, so 100% explored. Because you can knock it off. You got to do so many fauna, so many.
Isn't there an achievement to explore every single planet in the galaxy?
And he's trying to do it. He's 399 through, and he was like, and I'm loving it. And it's true. I've recently dove into an explorer's build, and I actually get where I had no idea what I was like. Yeah, there's really no exploration in this game. No, there is exploration in this game. You just have to go figure it out. And I think that. That's both. I get why they made the decision to do it this way, because when you do figure it out, it's much more rewarding. But also, I think the majority of your player base is going to miss those rewarding.
But here's my question, and this is why I think it was, in my opinion, a misstep. If you took away 500 planets from the game as it stands right now, take away 500, everything else stays the same, would there be a difference in the game?
But I don't think the problem is planets. I think the problem is systems.
Take away 500 of them, because there's 1,000. We know there's 1,000, right? Take away half. Does the game change? I think it stays exactly the same, and I think that's your problem. Why do we have all this extra if it actually doesn't change anything in the game? Other than your friend has 700 more planets to go instead of 2, right? Because he was at 300.
He's 399.
No, I.
So it's not to 100% the planets. That's different.
Yeah, the each
achievement
system
is to travel to each system.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if you take away half of the planets in that game, I don't think the game changes at all.
But here's my problem with that. I think this game, and they've said it all along,
is built on a
10-year plan, let's say. I don't know what the year is, but it's built for with mods in mind. It's built with this long-term support. Having that amount of systems and vastness perhaps gives you that ability.
See, and I don't think so. I don't think it does. Not with that many. I mean, I think at a point there is too much. Also, just throwing this out there. There's also too much wizard abilities. Like, you got to cut that in half too. Cuz I am tired of grinding those out. Like that's the day. You didn't need 24.
Well, they're not valuable. In
well, that's my point.
Yeah,
like,
in Skyrim, the Dragonborn stuff was pretty.
The cool. Dragonborn, everyone was pretty good. Like there, I'm sure there were some duds. I don't remember off the top of my head, but everyone here, there's three that I use.
What's
because of Spicy, I use the atmosphere.
Fantastic. What's the term they use in movies or when you write a story? Like if it doesn't add anything or change the plot, why is it there? Like isn't that called something?
Efficiency?
Nah, isn't it called like a? I thought there was like a name for it. Like if you take away something, or if something was in a story or in a movie or in a game or whatever,
the Shakespeare effect.
Oh yeah, is that it? Is that yeah? Where, yeah. But
no, I'm totally making that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Basically, if something happens to a character that doesn't change anything in the story, then why didn't need to be added in? Like, you know what I mean?
So you're saying entire episode 7, 8, and 9 of Star Wars.
But gaming like, is different. Gaming is different because of side quests. I'm using that
as an example of there doesn't need to be, it doesn't need to be this big. Like, yeah,
you may be right. Yeah. You may be right. But if it's built from the long, all I'm saying is this. I'm jumping back in and very diving deep, not worrying about time, nothing. Just doing what I want, when I want, where I want. And as a result, I'm being blown away.
Yeah, well, and that's,
I'm enjoying it more. The more I play, the more I'm liking it.
Yeah, but that's like Bethesda at its best. Just an open world sandbox, you know what I mean?
But that's like, what I'm saying, though. I think this is Bethesda at its best. I think... It just doesn't have the A to B direct direction that a Skyrim, because of the world setup, or a Fallout, because of the world setup, has.
Well, no, I actually think it has the same setup. I just think Skyrim and...
Hey, Spicy, your controller.
I know, well, my controller
does. Yeah, it does that randomly to me, too. No, I just... And we'll use Skyrim, right, because it's the top-tier example, but... Skyrim doesn't have like A to B. It says, hey, it does the same thing as Skyrim. It says, hey, you've finished the tutorial quest. Here's the world. Do what you want. The main quest is that way.
Yeah, but you're
that's in- what they both do the exact same thing. It's the exact same Bethesda story. You know,
yeah, what I'm saying is they don't do the exact same thing. They don't do it because it's more apparent when you're in one world versus when you're jumping to different worlds. It makes it much, much harder. I can't just randomly... I have to physically jump to the Sol system to come across the random Crimson Fleet scenario that happens outside of Mars.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I think it was a mistake.
In Skyrim, I can just be walking by there because I'm doing something.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think it's too vast. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it was a mistake.
Consolidated the world like Skyrim. Skyrim is much more consolidated. Those events are closer together, not so far away, so there is less chance you'll miss those, which, in other words, you'll experience more. You'll experience those 20 things that you wanted to experience because the odds are the chances are you're going to experience
that. Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't know that I want less.
You just said that it's a double-edged sword,
it's a double-edged sword because
you want more content. So here's the thing.
So long-term, I think, for instance, in 10 years, the amount of content that's going to be in this game is going to be insane.
But look at the amount of but that's what I'm saying. Like, look at the amount of content that's in Skyrim. Like, I don't think the size of the world really matters.
I think it's going to be times 1,000 of what exists in Skyrim. Skyrim wasn't built with this intention. This is specifically built with the idea and a fully fleshed out program from day one to get content in your game.
Maybe that.
All I'm saying, David, is I don't think map size matters.
Size always matters.
I don't think it does. I think the quality of the map.
The quality of the size.
It's what you do with it, not with, you know. I think the density of quests in a given area is far more important than having, especially a game like this. This is almost a loading simulator in some aspects.
Yeah, that's hard.
You're getting rid of the opportunity to see these events take place because you're skipping from point A to point B with the click of a button. You're not traveling there to see those things. So that's where this is not Skyrim. Skyrim, you'd actually have to walk to Whiterun.
The only time there was loading screen was entering the city or entering the dungeon.
And as you're walking to Whiterun, you see, oh, there's a farm over there. There's a giant killing an elephant. I'm going to go watch. Holy cow, there's a whole group of giants just hanging out. A dragon comes down, eats one of the giants. The giants are starting to fight. You go, you pick up a lot of the loot from after that, and then you go, oh my gosh, there's a hut over there. I'm going to go talk to that person.
I will say,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't exist in Starfield because you just go, I'm going to the soul planet, Earth, A.
Unless,
loading, I'm there.
Unless you're part of a main mission where it forces you because there's a specific, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But that's the thing. There's 1,000 planets. If you were to take that down to 50, and then you have to go to all 50 of them for some reason or another throughout the course of the game, and these events are taking place on your route to there, not just in point A or A click, go.
Yeah.
That's what... The map size does not matter. It's about the density and the quality... Inside the map, I remember Assassin's Creed. I watched a video. I mentioned this before on the podcast months ago. I watched a video of map size, you know, those data things where it's
where it shows it. It's like, and makes it super
Assassin's
small.
Creed 1 is such a small, teeny map compared. It's almost like a Call of Duty. It's like a Warzone map or smaller. It is teeny, but they packed a lot of density into that map size. Even Atlantis, you have, you know, the world under the Elden Ring. The underground opens a hole. You know, there's just so much packed into those areas. You don't need 1,000 planets to make it.
But what I'm saying is each one of those systems is its own map, essentially.
I know, but you can fast travel directly to where you need to go. So the chance of you... seeing those, it's almost non-existent. You have to go there once, maybe.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is...
And to be fair, 700 of those planets are, like, just...
They're placeholders.
Barren landscape.
Yeah,
If you did not have to... First of all, if I had to play this on my PC, I think I would feel differently, because there is a lot of loading screens. Luckily, on the Xbox Series X, we're flying through those loading screens. Like, it's pretty fast.
That is the nice thing about the new console.
It would be nice, though, to actually enjoy the... like.
If it was seamless, though, travel, that would improve this game, for sure. 1,000%. I don't know how you do that, but I'm saying, though, is as I'm taking my time and instead of fast... I'm exploring these systems, this game is opening up to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think you would have that same experience.
And it would be
with
better.
Far less planets.
I think it would be much better.
You may be right. You may be right. I don't know. Well, time will tell.
Like, after playing the game, and I haven't played it as much as some people, game.
I haven't played it as much as me anymore.
Yeah, I do like the game, but I would like to have seen just like a Milky Way galaxy with Bethesda handcrafted content on each planet. You know what I mean? Like Neon could have been on Jupiter, and so, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. You know, like,
yeah. Did you even do exploring?
Yeah.
Did you 100% any planet?
Yeah.
You're such a liar.
I have too.
You 100%ed it with your
because the little green thing goes up on the map. It goes bloop green.
Yeah, and you explore it more, you unlock the things that. I mean, that's the whole reason to do it, to see more information.
Okay, I'll give it to you this. I 90% explored a planet, maybe.
Ah,
so maybe I didn't 100%. But the green thing is very close to the top.
I did it to see if it would give me an achievement, and it did not.
That's unfortunate. Now I have no desire to do it.
Well, see, that's how I was going to go call Jordan on it. I was going to go look for achievements.
Yeah, no, I think it's... Every planet
but
in the game.
I do think that I have, like, maybe a couple of the moons and stuff, you know? Mm.
No, because you have to do so much fauna. You have to do so many plants. You have to do so much.
Yeah,
and look, I get that can be fun, but doing that 1,000 times is very tedious.
Well, that's not for you. That's
what I'm saying. But
by the way,
I'm just gonna throw this out there. What is for me is probably what's for about 87% of all other gamers out there. which I think, which, you know.
And this is a Warcraft player, yeah, mind you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I understand the grind.
You know what's funny about some of the wizard abilities, by the way?
Yeah.
There are wizard abilities to help scan the planet. That's, yeah. And those are the ones I always had on because it was so like, I would just press, what is it, right bumper, whatever it is, yeah, to absorb all the minerals near me.
It's Funk. So...
Did you know there's one of those, Jordan? There's a space wizard
ability, oh, no, yeah, yeah,
to absorb the minerals, yeah, around you. And I would press that on cooldown because I don't want to go around going...
Anyways, let's go, Jordan. Did you pull up your spicy? Do you have pulled up your things? Let's go spicy. Let's give us your stats, baby. Your year in review stats.
I would wish I could compare this to last year or the year before or the year before. Like 2020, that would be a good year to check this. I'm so busy now.
Well, the thing is what's hard about this year is I spent a lot of time on the computer.
Well, like you said, though, now you got to load those into your Xbox.
Yeah, I think app, I'm going to, so it tracks. Yeah, because so I spent a lot of time on the computer.
How do you do
that?
How do you load
your... Well, like, for example, Destiny. I played a lot of Destiny this year on the PC.
We played together.
So I have the Steam numbers, but...
164 hours for you on Steam.
Yeah, which was...
What's mine? Did you look up mine?
Probably the same, because we played together. But we only played... Remember, we only played it for like a month?
Yeah, but we hit that month pretty hard.
Yeah, we did.
That was
too hard.
That was 164 hour month, which really, if you think about it, isn't.
You smashed your pelvis on that game.
Yeah.
They had to update the Twitch.
The Twitch
content
for that game.
TOS to, you know. What do you want to know, David? I got it.
Give it to me. Just overall.
Xbox.com. This is Mr. McSpicy's year in review. Total time.
Go for it. Give it to me.
412 hours.
Woo! That's solid.
Yeah, that's double you, right?
That's over an hour a day.
Yeah. What do you think my number one game is? Or did I already
tell you? Your number one game is Diablo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 140 hours, yeah. I hit that hard. That was fun. Why am I not playing that anymore?
Do you have more on PC as well for that?
I don't think... Did I play that on PC?
I did, yeah.
I don't know if I played that on PC. I might have, actually. I don't know. I'll have to... I don't know. I have to check it out. Number two game, what do you think it is?
Destiny.
Incorrect. It's Starfield.
Oh, Starfield is number two.
Yeah, see, I told you I played that game.
Oh, but Destiny... Well, no. That's because your Destiny is...
It's all on the PC.
On PC, yeah.
Yeah, I did that for 70 hours.
That's solid.
Are you going to guess my number three game?
Yes. Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me think.
This is getting harder because now we're getting into niche.
Okay. Is it... would it be obvious?
No. Well, yes, because I don't want to say why because it'll spoil the answer. It is obvious, and it is also not obvious.
Your number
it
three?
Is a popular game.
Forza Motorsport.
Oh, I forgot about Forza.
Yeah,
I was AFK racing for a month.
That's the reason it popped into my head.
No,
yeah,
that's not on this list. What's going on?
Whoa, so your number three? Okay, is what time of the year did it? What time of the year? Like, yeah, I'll give four seasons.
I think this was Q2 or Q1.
Q2 or Q1. Remember. Elden Ring.
Wait, Elden Ring wasn't this year.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought maybe bleed into Q1 for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it came out like February of last year.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, it could have, you know.
Do you want me to give you hints?
No, give me another hint.
This game should have won a lot more awards than it did.
Hi-Fi Rush?
Yes, that's true.
No, but he didn't play Hi-Fi Rush.
I played Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah, like 2 hours. How much time did you have?
Did I only play 2 hours?
I'm the only one of the three of us. It's the one
I
game.
I didn't beat it.
It's the one game that I beat that neither
Hold
of you
on,
guys
this
beat.
Hold on, this is interesting. So it should have won more awards this year, obviously.
Okay, yeah. Was it nominated, though?
No, but it should have been, in my opinion, several categories.
Give me...
Is it an indie or a triple A?
Give me a category.
Triple A.
Give me a category.
Music.
And it's triple A?
Triple A. Should have won. Should have at least been nominated for music. In my opinion.
Have I played this game?
You have. You probably played it more than I did. But I put in 58 hours.
Whoa. And we've gone... Oh, I don't know. Give me one more hint.
You all have said that this game should have been nominated.
Oh, Sea of Stars?
No. But Sea of Stars was nominated for...
Well, it's not AAA, yeah.
For indie.
Hold on. Man, music? I really want to guess it, so don't tell me. So music?
Yeah. Chat.
Have I played it?
Chat. Guesses
you
from
have
chat.
Played it. I would say...
Have I played it with you?
The majority of the world has played this.
Have I played it with you?
I would say this game has more people played this than other games this year.
It's not Fortnite. It's AAA.
It's a single-player game.
Starfield.
Alan Wake? No.
It wasn't even nominated.
Stardew Valley?
Stardew Valley is a great game. Unfortunately, it was released like 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay. So this is a game that did,
What games were I complaining that should have been nominated that weren't? Zelda. Well, no, Zelda was.
Zelda's a fantastic game. I love that game. Tears of Kingdom. Oh, yes, love that game.
Also, Underground Area that blows your mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That Underground Area is awesome. Oh, don't look at chat.
Hogwarts.
Yep.
Wait, you played Hogwarts Legacy? I thought you gave it away. That's why I didn't guess it.
No, I did. I did play it. Yeah.
It wasn't nominated because the world is. See, that's why I'm tired
Hogwarts
of the world.
Hogwarts Legacy. You know? That's the game. Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, wow. You stumped us there. Look at that, though. Toxic Butwin got it.
All right.
Solid dick.
Good chat. Yes, yes. I think it should have been nominated for other things.
Jordan, give me yours.
Like music. I think the music is fantastic.
Mine is similar to Mark. Diablo 4.
That makes sense.
119 hours, yeah.
Wait, who had more Diablo hours?
Classic. I had 119.
You had 119?
Yeah.
I had 140. I kicked your ass.
And then I had Lords of the Fallen at 50 hours. Glad I finished that game.
Wait, why is Lords of the Fallen on this for me?
You would have had that, well, because how many hours was
Hogwarts? Yeah, how many hours was Hogwarts?
Oh, 58?
So it probably just didn't make the cut.
But you had 100 plus hours on that, didn't you?
No, 50 it says.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. I want to see the entire list. Where's the entire list? This is fun.
Starfield number 3.
Very nice.
Yeah. Wait, I played more Starfield than you by like almost double.
Noob.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, that's... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we could, like, get an amalgam... Like a... What would you call it? A Metacritic of our gaming hours?
I'm actually really offended by this number because it's much... Because I played a lot on the PC this year. Like, a lot.
Well, you've got to figure out how to tie that into your.
You got to write a letter.
Xbox.
Write a letter.
Write a letter to
P3 today.
I'm actually offended.
So if I don't install a game through Steam, but I pull it into my Steam library, does it track those numbers?
Well, it'll track it through Steam, and that's where I play a lot of my games. But what I'm saying is, I believe for example, I have Starfield on review. I have Starfield on. Well, I mean they basically just, you click the game and it tells you all your stats.
Yeah, but
my laptop right here.
I don't think they do a year in review. Maybe they do, I don't know. But no, I believe if you use the Xbox app to launch it, like Starfield, it launches through the Xbox app.
Then it'll track
it. I believe it tracks it because it's through the Xbox, because you're signed in. Anywhere you're signed into your Xbox profile, I believe it'll track it. So that's why I'm like, dang it.
You got to start doing that, man.
Yeah, now I got to buy Destiny on the Xbox computer store and play there.
Where do I see
it? What I'm saying is, can't you just load it through Steam? But like bring over your
No, because I believe it's like a licensing thing.
Hey, so I'm looking at Destiny 2 on Steam. Where do I find the numbers?
Just say it right in the corner there, somewhere on that side. Or actually, sorry, go up. It should.
It's because it's on a Mac.
Oh, actually, that might actually be why. Yeah, that actually might be why it's... By the way, can I hear your Mac store story?
Well, it is late, guys. Okay. It's like 8:15.
I had the worst experience of my life.
Spicy owns a Mac now. The other day, he was like, guess what I bought? He's like, you'll never guess.
I clearly didn't. And then he was like, worst experience of my life.
I'm going to start calling it Macintosh.
It was a two-day process. Everyone was helpful and nice. Yeah, nobody was helpful.
I'm going to bring the Macintosh. I'm going to start just saying Macintosh all the time.
It's the only store you can go to where you buy something and they can't give it to you. That's the only store I've ever been to. That's pretty foolish. I should tell you guys my story later. Are we doing a...
And then what's funny is... Hold on. I think I know what happened because the same thing happened to me and I just crossed the street to Best Buy and got what I wanted.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said to Mark.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know exactly what happened though.
They can't even help you there. Like, they have to go through some, like, mafia guy in the back. Anyways,
yeah, it's they're...
A long story. I went to that store several times and it's a long story. I don't want to get into it. But it was the... I have had terrible experiences. Dealing with Apple in 2023 was the worst experience as a customer I have ever had in my entire life.
You're in review.
But what's so funny is everyone was nice, but no one was helpful because nobody had the power to do anything.
It was a weird paradigm.
That is. That is.
So I don't know. Like, they couldn't. Even when I bought it, like, even when I we figured everything out and I purchased it in front of them, they're like, okay, it'll be ready in an hour. What?
I'm here.
I'll go. What? Yeah. It was really funny. If anybody wants to hear that, I guess I'll tell you later.
Yeah, members only.
Remind me to tell you later. It was bad. I can't believe that
everybody. This is our last show of the year. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a wild year. Everybody who's joined us live, thank you for being here live. We appreciate it. We will be back on January 12th. That's the second Friday in January. We'll be out for the holidays. We take that first week off because 1 year we came back. During that first week, and it's the weekend of college football national title games. It's the weekend.
Topless in 2024.
And so no one listened. And so we're like, oh, well, we'll just do it the next week. So January 12th, we'll see you in 2024. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. See you guys later.